rising tide, rising, rising, rising. Keep your eyes rising, rising.
It's life ain't easy. So much hustle and bustle, everyone is struggling. So make it on it.
Don't you know the words? Don't you know the words?
That's new.
I'm only joking.
It's like my third time of hearing it though, so.
I'm recording you.
Are you?
Yeah. I was recording. I was trying to record your singing, then you stopped singing.
No, this is new. I haven't gotten it yet. But you know,
I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do. Just as long as you chase the money, do what's right, never give up on it. Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Oh, no, ready. No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall. Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Oh, no, ready. No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Just as long as you're chasing money, do what's right, never give up on it. Bring it on, are you ready? Oh, no, ready. No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall. Bring it on, bring it on. Are you ready? Oh, no, ready. No matter how you try, don't you ever fall. Keep your head up high and standing tall.
Oh, rising, rising.
In the new physical album, that's my number one.
And that other one you liked as well, didn't you?
Huh?
The other one you were just singing.
I just don't know that much.
That's your favourite one,
that
one.
One, yeah. I don't care who you are, where you're from, what you do. As long as you're chasing that paper.
As long as you're chasing money.
That's the paper, right?
Yeah.
As long as you're chasing the paper, do what's right, never give up on it. Mm. I have to do who you want and all that shit.
Okay. Yahoo, yahoo.
And now I like it again. I like this because it's a bit of a pompous song. You know, it's a bit of a show off song. But I like the beat.
A mock song. What was the first thing you said?
Sometimes you're being pompous.
Pompous.
Yeah. I like the beat of it. You know.
I thought you said it was a pom pom song. Yeah. That's typical Afro.
It's a typical
It is.
I like the beat of it.
Oh, I know this one. Is this a new one?
This came out as a single before the album.
Oh,
I was going to
say, I know this one. I've heard it, you playing it anyway. Yeah. I think I've heard it on Words Radio as well. In there, you know, on Radio 1 Extra.
Oh, okay. You stay with it. I'm not tired, man. Nobody knows tomorrow. I should be saying that you're below. Some people then I continue the struggle. The hustle, man. I should be saying that you're below. Some people then I continue the struggle. Now I'm giving my testimony. Oh,
Oh, yeah. It's getting so dark, you have to put the light on at this time of the day.
Yeah.
What time is it?
Half 4.
Is it starting to get dark already?
Just a rainy day, it's a bit.
It's probably just going to be darker earlier because of the rain. How's my bag going down? It's not done yet, is it? Is it?
Going down so quick. When you want to shoot your ass out, it goes very slow, right?
My real friend. He's a pain in the ass. Gary, I hate that name. Gary,
Gary, my nigga.
No, Gary, you're idiot. No, that's going too far. Gary, you're div. Are you ringing him?
Hello, Gary. Happy evening to you.
He's on audio, boo.
Yeah, this is OB. I'm fine. It's been a while. I decided to give you a call, though.
You know what you can do with your sheets?
I've got PTS and I've got CSCS. I've just booked my lookout course. That's a one-day course.
Hello, Pinky.
Yeah. Okay, have you got any job for me right now?
Oh, not that, Gary. Oh,
okay. Okay.
Well, it's not sheets, Gary.
Oh, I've done that already, haven't I?
Hello, Pinky. You really are simple.
Yeah, you know, I came to the office the other time and I did that in the office, remember?
Oh, Pinky, Pink.
Yeah, you asked me to come to the office. Come down, so I came down over to the office and did all the stuff. Pictures. Okay. Oh. Okay, I'll do just that now. My center number, my email address.
Pinky.
All right, cheers. All right.
Please.
I'll be quite happy. Okay, cheers. Bye.
I didn't mean. I thought you meant sheets, Gary.
Sheets, Gary, my real estate agent. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I thought you said real sheets, Gary. I thought you meant.
I was messing with you. I knew what Gary was thinking about. I knew what Gary was ringing.
Oh, okay. Then when he started going about PTS, I thought, hey, what's he got to do with PTS?
Okay, don't do that shit, right?
No, you know. He sounded just like how. Well, he sounded a bit like the other Gary. All right, mate. I think all Garys sound the same, to be honest. I don't think you ever get a posh Gary that says, hello. I've never met anyone.
Insult on Garys.
Huh?
It's an insult on all Garys.
I think all Garys go, hello, mate. I'm sure they do. Yeah. All the ones I've ever known have. Hello, mate. Actually, I do know one that's quite well-spoken. Well, I used to, but that's true. But he didn't. He wasn't a typical Gary. All right, mate, how you doing? I've got some more sheets for you, mate. You want them? I was sitting there going, you can do, you know what you can do with your sheets, don't you? And then I realised it was the wrong Gary. And then I thought, well, you didn't have his number except the voicemail he left you, but then that's probably been deleted weeks ago. Can you hear a noise? What fool? Shinky? He said you're a fool, Shinky. Isn't that nasty? I don't think that's very nice of that Dishinka.
Don't start singing that noise again, please. I can't hear my purring.
Isn't that right, Shink? Hello, my little Link.
Hello.
Hello, my little darling Pinkle. Do you want to come and give Shinky a kiss?
No, not that. Just give me a kiss.
This doesn't sound very African.
Eminem.
Huh?
That's Eminem.
Who is it?
Right on shot. Eminem.
Oh. No wonder it doesn't sound very African. It isn't. Shut up, Eminem, you're a pain. All right, I think we've had enough of that, Divi. I think you have to be in a certain mood for Eminem. Huh? What's that? No, it's not. I think it was fireworks or a bloody gun or something. Turn that off a minute. That was probably fireworks. Some thunder. It was too regular for thunder. You got her, you got her. It was too regular for thunder, do you know what I mean? Have you got my... Oh, you haven't got her. She didn't run away from you.
I was head-buzzing myself, actually.
Was she?
I like you now. After
I
you...
hate you, bitch.
No, you don't. You love me.
Yeah,
I'm an audio boo. Going...
She's going now. She doesn't want to push her luck around the dishinka, do you? Oh, no, she's not.
Pinky, you're so simple. You can't help it.
Oh, I think we've had enough of him, darling. Turn him down or something. Put a pillow over his face. Strangle him with them sheets. That was really loud fireworks, if that was fireworks, wasn't it? Huh? I wonder if there's any firework displays around here. There must be somewhere. Would you want to go to one?
No.
You don't?
I'm a sad-ass nigga. I don't do fireworks. I do grunts.
Oh, shut up. Don't say that on bloody audio, boo, you idiot.
I do bombs, actually.
Oh, shut up. No, that's in the toilet.
Yeah, more like in the toilet, right?
You do used to do fireworks in Nigeria, didn't you, when you were a kid?
Even as an adult, I still help kids set it up.
You what?
Even as an adult, I still help kids set it up.
Oh, yeah. Those dangerous fireworks made out of metal pipes.
Yeah, that's a real firework. Like, the kids these days, they don't have fun. They go around drinking, they're chasing little girls and all that shit. They miss the whole form of childhood, I tell you.
They grow up too quick. Well, I think they do. All this drinking and smoking crap. And the thing is, there's too much health. Mind you, in Nigeria, there's not enough health and safety, and here there's too much. There should be a happy medium somewhere.
Why do you need health and safety? Why do you need...
Well, you know, here you can't... The kid's under, I think it's 18, it might be 16.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Can't buy fireworks. But then there was you lot at six making them with explosives. Now, that's got one extreme to the other. I think ours is better. I don't think kids should have them, but they do. They get other people to buy them, like they do with cigarettes and stuff.
I don't think fireworks ever killed a kid or something. I never had it ever happen.
Well, they can seriously injure them. I don't know about killing them.
I think there's blasts of some people's hands. But...
No, they can blast you if they go off in your face. They can blind you. I know when I was small, when I used to go to the hospital before they decided there was nothing more they could do about my eyes. My parents used to see a family there with a little girl about the same age as me, and she actually was blinded by a firework. She slipped over on the grass. I think it was one that hadn't gone off, like, from the day before. She was running down a bank. She slipped. She fell onto the firework and it went off in her face. And it blinded her. But not only that, it probably disfigured her face as well, I should imagine.
So was it permanent there?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's just the fuel was happening. But fireworks, if you a wise nigga, I can't remind even my niggas. I say, fireworks did that to me. You don't ask shit is dangerous. You want to shoot it, you take it away from your face to start with. I don't know someone else's face.
Yeah, but some people don't. There's thing when you have the proper ones here. There's some instruction on how to light them, how far away.
Nobody needs instructions for fireworks, man. Just send it up, blizzard, take to your heels, nigga. That's it.
People have got killed. I remember a few years ago, someone got killed. I don't think it was from a firework. It was from a bonfire. I think some people put extra fuel on it or something, and it exploded and it killed somebody. I can't remember exactly what happened now. I think they can kill people.
Yeah, it's not like they cannot kill people. I think I remember sometime one of my niggas set a car on fire with fireworks. But it doesn't. You know this is not a human being. It was for the fall of it, threw it into the person's car.
Well, that's stupid.
But, you know, all that shit. But somebody's face, you know this is not. You can't throw. You have that sense, man. You don't do that.
Yeah, but you don't throw it in someone's face. But sometimes you can have an accident with one's. They used to have a thing. Turn that down a minute. They used to have a thing on the TV. They used to have these things called public information films. You never see them on there now about crossing the roads, how it's safe. Now, one, they used to have them about fireworks. One of the things you never do is return to a firework that hasn't gone off. You know, if you light a firework, you go away from it and it doesn't go off. One of the things it used to say was never. I remember this from when I was a child.
Yeah, that's one rule. But then you give it an hour, it hasn't gone off. Half an hour, so you go check it out. I'll light it up again.
Yeah, but what about that? What that happened to that girl? She fell on one that hadn't gone off, and I don't know how.
Girl should have been messing around with fireworks.
Well, she wasn't.
It's a nigga's tip.
No, she wasn't messing around with it. She was. It's nothing. It was like after the night, you know, after the firework night or whatever.
Yeah.
She was just running around on the grass, and she didn't. And she slipped and fell on it.
And what happened?
It went off in her face.
That story is not complete. I'll tell you why. Because the fireworks nights, right?
That's what
happened the previous night. Now, the lead that leads to the fire before it blows off, right?
Yeah.
It's not like 10 meters or 1,000 meters. It's a short lead. How long has the fire been burning down there to get the lead for it to blow off?
The
story is not complete.
Yeah, but maybe it wasn't the next day, but she wasn't messing around with
them.
Even
if it's 10 days later,
it might have been that same night. I don't remember now. All I remember is she fell on a firework. She wasn't messing about. She was about five.
She should have stayed for fireworks.
Yeah, but she didn't mean to, you div. She fell on it. She slipped over on the grass and it was there.
It went off.
Yes.
How long ago?
I don't know.
The story's not complete.
No, it might have been that night. She might have just been outside. She didn't deliberately go near a firework. She just slipped and landed on one.
What you're saying, I'm sure it happened. But the story's not
Well, it complete. Definitely happened because.
The story is incomplete, trust me. You know, fireworks that leaks a long time ago, you just go down and fall on it.
Yeah, but
boom.
It might. Listen, you're not listening to me. You're not hearing me.
Okay,
it might not have been a long time afterwards. I don't know. It might have just been a few minutes.
A lot of fireworks. I set up fireworks. I set like a domino effect. Like it goes off here, boom, 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 like that.
That's like a firework display.
Yeah, like I set it from here and goes down to Kent Road at the end of there. See what I'm saying? And then I listen to it, it goes boom, 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 boom. And I know that hasn't gone to the last one. I give that shit 20 minutes. I don't go. I'll go trace it out. I'll check where the fault is. I light it up again. That's even 20 minutes.
Yeah, but you're a dangerous div.
I'm not talking about what I'm trying to say is after people have left, you went down, fell on, and it blew up. The story is not complete.
No, but that is true. That it might not. It might have only been maybe it was 10 minutes. I don't know. I don't know that.
What's she doing the few times after they got finished shooting firework?
I don't know. It might have been in her back garden. I don't.
How many shooting fireworks in the back garden?
Oh, shut up! People do. Where do you think they're shooting them when you hear that go bang, bang, bang just now?
In our back garden.
No, back garden. No, seriously.
How many shooting fireworks inside our back garden?
Well, you would. Ooh, I wouldn't do that. There's too many trees. But People do. You wait till next week and you'll see them all in people's gardens. Seriously.
Oh, they should be inside their own garden.
Yes.
Oh, so it's... Oh, now, let's... I'm starting to see what you're saying. That's... It's got to be someone from that house doing that shit, right?
Yes.
Now, it's 10 minutes after the homeboy just finished doing the knockout.
Yeah.
Sister went there, so they're playing in there.
Yeah, that could have happened.
Wise kid, what wise parents they've got.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, you know, you can't... It's a long time ago, darling, a very long time ago. I don't know what happened to her after that.
I
wonder what she's going to think of... No! I wonder what she's going to think of the fireworks.
She's headbutted me now.
Hello. I quite like you, really.
I quite hate you. I love you, my plate, anyways. Roasted or fried.
Oh, not my little shinker tonkle. She likes you, really. She's getting to like you a bit now, isn't she?
Of course you're here. She would never stay with me like this when I'm just here on my own.
No, because you're really ugly and I'm frightened of you.
Oh, boy.
What?
She just hit me in the face.
With her head. Mm. She's going to do it to me now. Shinky, headbutt me. Headbutt. I love it when she does that. Get her, call her over to you again.
No.
Well, no, turn around.
Let me look at her ass where that gas comes from.
No, that's disgusting. Last night, everyone on audio... You know you're still on audio, boo, don't you? She farted on our lap. It was absolutely disgusting.
No.
Huh? What is it? Who's this?
One of Two Faces' first song, girl.
Tooth Tooth's first song.
Bad people. Plenty lighter for here. Plenty tired for here. Plenty tooth and. You don't carry come, you don't carry go. One do, you go here. Me here.
Is that more fireworks? I don't really like this kind of music.
Really?
Oh, is it Two Face?
No, Two Face don't rap, right?
Huh?
Two Face don't rap.
Yeah, I don't like Two Face rap.
He doesn't rap.
Well, what's he doing now then?
This is not him talking. This is
not
him. This is freestyle.
It's all right, but. The rest of the song's all right.
You know what they're saying there?
No.
Sip easy. It's like you're at a party. You know, it says sip easy. I sip your alcohol easy. Don't do too much, nigga.
You should take a leaf out of that book.
Sip easy. Plenty light up for here. We've got plenty light ups in the house. You get the idea?
Yes, I do.
It's a party, you know.
I get plenty the idea kids. Very well. Listen, what's that music in Was Room?
Sounds like Nigerian song.
Yeah, it does. That's on Radio 1 Extra. They're always playing stuff like that.
I'll play a song by Two Face about Lagos for you, though.
Okay.
Lagos. Well, I don't know if you get the words of it because I think it's mostly pidgin English.
Well, you can have to translate it from pidgin English. You can say it so everyone on audio book can hear you speaking pidgin English. Pidgin English. Is that YouTube? One of the best ideas you could probably have. Well, those adverts really get on my wig. That sounds like someone on audio boom. McCorkin.
Two-Face, DJ Jimmy Jazz. That's the best DJ in Nigeria right now. DJ Jimmy Jazz.
Okay.
And Ella Joe. Jackson Corporation. Lagos Bosses, DJ T.
Lagos.
And the music when we play, the music we play, we do it in our own. Style is like style, our own style, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just like, it's the worst style. It's just the worst style, but they call it style, you know.
Yeah.
And the music, and that's what we're talking. And the music when we play, we do it in our own style. That's it.
Let me turn the phone around to talk to you.
Lagos Anthem.
Lagos.
Two-Face Gabriel. Hello, Joe. Mode 9.
The city of hustlers, did you say?
I reside in Lagos, the city of hustlers. Everybody's in a hurry. If you're driving, I suggest you check your rear view.
Why?
But the car might slam into it, you know.
I thought, have they banned the car in Lagos?
I don't think it's in Lagos, yeah. I think it's in Delta State.
Oh, so they still got me in Lagos. Mm. I have to like that one.
You hear that, Sam?
No.
Well, check your review because an Okada might be near you. Knock one down and the rest go and tear you. You got a union.
Everybody... Yeah, I know. Like that time in Ondo, do you remember when they thought that one had gone down the hole?
Oh, yeah. The union are going to come out and fight and kill
people. Yeah,
they were going
to kill you all.
They're going to kill me. They're going to kill those niggas.
They were going to kill the workmen who dug the hole.
Yeah.
But then it turned out to be a load of crap and it wasn't even true.
Knock one down and the rest go and tear you. That's what it said there. Hey yo, welcome to the jungle.
Hey yo, Lagos. Welcome to the pothole.
Rush Hour Bus Stop by like the Royal Rumble. You know what Royal Rumble is in wrestling?
No.
It's a special event in wrestling. I don't think everyone knows what Royal Rumble is. The fight, lots of people go fighting for one title. Red eye, red eye. Too much, Joe. If you don't get the level, worry at all. You know what they said?
No, I didn't know.
Lagos, too much. That's they're like hailing Lagos, you know, hailing to Lagos, too much, Joe. If you don't get level, if you ain't got level, if you ain't got. You know, I don't know how to put it now. It's a younger level. Like, you're nobody.
Yeah.
Oh, like, get out of the way, nigga, you know? If you're nobody, get out of the way, nigga. If you know you're too posh, get out of the way, man. You can't stay in the court. As Guerrilla, oh, get out. That's what he's saying there. That's Two-Face coming in now, man. Now that's Two-Face. So this Lagos, when we day so, this Lagos we are in now,
it's our
zone. This street, you are seeing now, it's our own. This Lagos, when we day so, it's our zone. This street, when you day see so, it's our own. And all the people, when you see, we love them to our, and the people you see, you know, even though the traders ain't got money, the everyday people, we love them to our bones. That's what I'm saying there. That's a Lagos song. It's our zone, these streets where you see, so it's our own. And the people where you see, we love them to our bones. And the music we play, we do it in our own. And then you get style, later style, our own style, that's what I'm saying there. I want Jimmy Jazz.
Oh, Lagos.
Baba.
Well, we used to have a what?
It's a Rabbimah one, you know, back in the time, yeah. And all that, you know.
And we had a struggle.
When we had a struggle, you know, we used to hang around the blocks doing acapellas, you know. Things were looking so bright, that's what I'm trying to say, you know.
Mm.
Hanging around the block doing acapellas, we're just starting up and all that shit. Sing out of trouble. Sing like yesterday. Hoping for some fame and some fortune. When we enter boss, you know, stage star, you know, like, enter into the boss, you ain't got money, because we don't have money. You got to argue with the conductor, say, yo, man, I ain't got money. I just say, but okay, why did you enter my boss, man? I don't have money, I got to get somewhere. So, but why did you enter the boss, man? I don't know. I've told you the answer, you're still asking me questions. I want to get to somewhere, you know, you got to argue, and every day, you got to get where you go, to. He ain't going to kill you.
See, well, they let you on there if you didn't have the money.
You don't, the thing is, you don't, you know, over here, you pay before you enter, right?
Yeah.
You don't pay when you enter. When you get your almost citizenship, you start paying. You know, there's somebody, the driver's and the boss, then another nigga called the conductor, and goes around taking money from everyone.
Yeah.
Cash in hand, you don't do it with the car, see what I'm saying?
What if you haven't got it?
At the point, everybody knows how they pay up their transport fare, you know, but some niggas, you know, they don't really ain't got the money, but they got to get to that place. They just take the risk and get on, man. What's going to happen? You're going to kill me? Are you going to leave your business sort of making money and chasing just me for how much? See what I'm saying?
Nigga, yeah, if everybody did that, they'd never make anything.
I know, that's the point, but, you know, if I had the money, I'll pay you, man. You got to be reasonable with nigga. If I had the money, I'll pay you, but I had to get there. If I tell you I don't have the money, you'll let me on. So there's no point, man. Let's not argue about it. I promise
you. Imagine doing that here. Oh, sorry, I haven't topped up my Oyster card this week, but...
I see people doing it here all the time, man. And I remember when I was coming from Langley one time, and the driver told us, if you get caught, I don't even know you, you know, just sit down, but if you get it, people come to check on the bus and all that...
The thing is, they shouldn't... Most of them don't do that, because they would get in trouble. If the inspectors get on and they haven't got the right certification or whatever, the drivers are getting in trouble as well, I think.
Yeah, no, I think they should get in trouble, you know.
But some kids try and get on. I know they do try and get on without. What happens is when you get a group of kids together, if one of them has lost their Oyster card, ours have done it. I don't think Connor has, but Ronan has. You just get in with the crowd, and then you hope they don't see that you didn't touch your Oyster card. But the kids do that all the time.
I think drivers are more vigilant now. This is if you ask me. I've seen drivers fishing out one little girl trying to go with card and all that.
Oh, I know. They didn't.
Oh, come on, come here. You haven't touched
us. I know. I think they're trying to be more observant now, but that you can have you ever been on the bus in the mornings when they're all going to school?
Oh boy, there's so much actually.
Then I don't think they can keep track of it. That's when these have done it. When Amelia's lost her Oyster card and stuff, she'd go in with Ronan and he'd touch it and she'd just nip behind, you know, all the other crowd. I think he's done it as well. When he lost his, and it was just a week before a new one came. So they're supposed to let you on if your Oyster card's lost or something, and you've ordered a new one. They're supposed to give you like a week or something. I forget what it is. And you're supposed to be able to get on. You know, it's not it is your fault if you lost it, but sometimes it just doesn't work, and then you have to get a new one. The chip goes in it or something. I think that's happened to Ronan a couple of times, and that's not nobody's fault then, is it?
Yeah, true. Stylish.
It doesn't go on about the potholes, does it? Lagos is terrible roads.
Vegas. Hey, this is y'all.
Hey! See, I can do it, I told you. Is it dark now?
Yeah, get better. Ketu to Ikeja. It was not very funny.
Yeah, we went there, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was not very funny, you know.
That's where we got married, isn't it?
People said, yeah, Ikeja, yeah, Ikeja High Court. So he said, people said we're mental. People said we're going mental when we sing a cappella on the block side. He said, back there, DJ Jimmy Jah, that nigga on there. And they give us instrumental. Can you see the rhyme in there?
Yeah.
They say we were mental back then. Jimmy Jazz, and they give us instrumental.
Okay, Do you remember when we went in that cafe and you wouldn't let me eat in there? When we went to the court, when we had to go back after the wedding on the Monday because we didn't sign a form or something, you remember? And we went in a cafe just down the road.
Yeah.
You wouldn't let me eat in there.
Eat in there?
No.
I won't let you eat anywhere.
I know you wouldn't let me eat anywhere, but this woman was really trying to, saying that she'd do me something, you know, you remember, and she was trying to, and you said, no, she can't.
Don't worry about it, nigga.
You didn't call her that. That was a woman. And we went with a Yahoo bloke. He was. I think that was the day the car broke down, do you remember? At the bank.
Yeah, true. Next day.
I think it was that day.
Well, the next day.
Are you sure? It didn't break down the day we went to the centre, the embassy, did it?
The where?
The day we went to the embassy. I don't think it broke down that
What's
day.
What's the embassy?
The, you know, the British High Commission, you know.
Oh, OK. No, let me get
out of here. I think that was the day we lost their thing. Oh no, was that the next day?
I'm not sure, that's when they found it, I tell you.
Huh?
They will find it.
Do you think they found it?
I'm sure they will find it.
Well, they won't now, it was 2 years ago.
I mean, they would have found it, that's what I'm saying, not now.
And not told us?
Yeah, of course.
I know, I have serious doubts as to whether they ever lost it in the first place. Because they made us bloody look for it everywhere. I think that was the Tuesday, but I think the day we broke down at the bank was on the Monday, I think. Pushing the car and all, they kept breaking down, didn't it? Do you remember?
Yeah.
And I was scared of you being pushed, I was just stuck in it while you lot were pushing it. And then we got out somewhere and we went on the bike to get something to eat.
Oh, wasn't that Mr. Biggs?
Yeah. And they were supposed to come and pick us up, and then they said they were going to be hours, so we ended up having to get the bike back home, the hotel. Your first real. Do you remember they were meant to come and pick us up from Mr. Biggs?
And they never showed up, right?
No, they said they were going to be 2 hours, and we didn't want to wait that long, so we. And it was raining. It was a rainy day, I think, and we had to go back on the bike in the rain.
This is another major Yahoo nigga in Nigeria.
Oh.
Kelly Hansel.
He's a very Yahoo. Look at this audio board. The battery might have gone for all I know. Let's see if I can upload a long one. Oh, it has. Low batteries come up.
Listen,
you've been on here for 40 minutes.
We've been on there,
What song is this?
The official Yahoo Yahoo song.
Seriously? Has they got one?
Just got one again. I played one for you before that was a different person. Yahoo, Yahoo. Have you had that one?
I can't remember. I think I probably have.
I'll play that one for you right now. What's his name again now?
Yahoo!
I remember that nigga's name. Hold up, I'll get it out for you. I'll play that song for you, darling, the official Yahoo song.
When did you play it? Here?
Yeah.
Or when I was in Lagos?
No, yeah. Oh, yeah, Ulu Menteng, that's it.
I know you've played me some things about Yahoo when I was in Lagos. Yeah. I remember when in the bathroom.
It's the official Yahoo song.
Whoa, what's that horrible noise? What's that noise?
Oh,
ow, that hurts my ears.
Just for a few seconds, go now.
Huh?
It's gone now.
That used to happen on the TV at night when the channels went off, because they didn't used to be all night, and that's what the sound used to come on. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I've forgotten that.
It's 15
a.m.
somewhere around.
Is this a Yahoo Yahoo song?
We're getting there.
This sounds too calm for a Yahoo song.
No, when Yahoo Yahoo song starts, you will know.
It's going to be boom, bam, bam. I'm sure.
Hold up, I just forwarded to the real place.
What was that one then?
That's it. This is
Oh, yeah, I do know this one. Yahoo!
It's got loads of former jeeps everywhere. Easy money, man.
But you would never get involved with that.
Not my thing, man.
It's not your thing. Good.
He's got loads of hammer everywhere. Now, what they're saying is, if I hammer, first in the hammer. What hammer means in Nigeria, when you say hammer, I mean, I don't hammer, you know, that nigga's hammer or something, you know, I've hammered, something like that, means you've blown, you've got money, you see what I'm saying?
Mm.
So if I hammer, when I make money, the first thing I'm going to do is a hammer.
What does that mean?
That's an explanation. What do you want me to explain the explanation to you now?
Yeah, I know, but okay, well, what does hammer mean?
Hammer is a car, hammer two, hammer three.
Oh, hammer. What do we
Hummer.
Hummer, yeah. Oh, I thought he was saying Hummer.
No, if I hammer, first in a Hummer.
Oh, okay, Hummer. I get it now.
Yeah, if I make money, first in is a Hummer. If I hammer, first in a Hummer. That's what he said there.
What car was that they had, them Yahoo blokes? Dollar.
I think it was a discussion continue. EOD, it was an EOD.
Audi.
EOD, end of discussion.
What?
End of discussion. That's EOD.
I don't get it.
It's a car called EOD. End of discussion.
Oh, I've never heard of it.
Champagne and the same words. For everybody.
Yahoo,
Yahoo. Oh, oh.
Yahoo.
Yahoo. Oh, oh.
Yahoo.
Special dance with the Yahoo dance for the Yahoo boys, for the Yahoo niggas only.
Oh, Yahoos, those TV idiots.
What does Yahoo niggas make money? This is the song they play, you know. Everybody, enough a fizzy.
Yahoo,
take it easy. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. Everybody, enough a fizzy. Take it easy. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. La 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 la.
What a Divi song.
America. They're throwing money everywhere, dollars everywhere. American Yahoo boys. Yahoo niggas. They got NSC, Moet, Champagne, everything, you know.
They sound like Arabs on there when they're singing there. Oh.
Smoky shit, all that shit. Hummer. $1 million. Too much money, man. Are you sure? One of you guys got a dollar sign as his haircut.
Yahoo.
Owo is money. Owo. Yahoozy. Smoking shit on there. Everyone's holding throwing dollars everywhere.
What, on the video?
Yeah.
They really carry on like that.
Yeah, well, easy money, they spend it anyhow, you know.
It's not easy. The thing is, it's not easy money for the people who give it to them,
is it?
It's
easy money for them, right?
Yeah.
So naira bear, dollars bear. Everything is bear, everything is there. Everything you can think of is there. That's what I said. That's what I said. Shayo's drink, you know. You got a lot of drink, you have a lot of money, you come party with us. No, 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 don't know what to do with the money.
Oh, divvy divs. Divvy yahooers.
Are you sure?
What's this other Yahoo song then?
You don't hear that one?
Yeah. Is it a new one?
No, that one's been dead for a long time.
No, this one.
The one I'm, which one? The Yahoo's?
No, not that one. That's an old one. But the one that you're going to play now.
This nigga has got like 10 different Yahoo songs. All these songs are about Yahoo because they're full Yahoo nigga. I don't know if it's still doing Yahoo, but this one has been like that. It's been there since like 2004. Yeah, who has been in Nigeria for a long time, see?
Yeah, I know, I can imagine. Hasn't he got arrested for it?
Arrested for what? What proof are you going to... What are you going to hold him for?
Well, they tried to pin it on us, didn't they, when they took my laptop that time.
Those niggas, they don't want to arrest us, they want to make money.
What, if, so that we keep
quiet? If they find out that we are here, what are they going to do? They're going to ask us to pay bribe or something, that's what.
Yeah.
You think they won't take us to station?
No, it would have been terrible, wouldn't it, if they did? But that was funny because we weren't the Yahoo ones, and one of the drivers were. I bet they were crapping themselves. We nearly got accused of doing Yahoo, and it was them, really.
This one's called Maga Don't Pee.
Oh, I know that one. You played this to me in Lagos.
Maga Don't Pee, shout hallelujah.
What's that noise meant to be? The wind?
No, they're doing the deal. And the maga just gave him the box of dollars now. He just opened it now. I can't see myself. Did you get that?
Yeah.
Too much money. The problem is how to spend it.
Not the way they go about it, obviously.
$20 straight to Aboki because I have to change them. Aboki is the Hausa niggas who change dollars, pounds, and all that foreign currency. You see, now they got plenty of dollars straight to their Abokis to change it to Naira phone because they won't spend it. They don't know what to do with it.
I could do a few things with it.
I don't suffer. I've suffered every day and night. The boys are on the system, on the computer, working. So now it's time to enjoy it. Now he's used that time again. Now I don't hammer. Now I've made it. That's hammer again. The same time again. Now I don't hammer. Baba God. God has blessed me and no one can change it. Even those people's money.
I don't know.
Oh, ego is money. So all the boys and girls, they like it. Even the papas and mamas, all of them, they want it. They don't care where it comes from.
Yeah, like general.
Tell me about it.
She wouldn't say no, would she?
Say, every shape, every color you wanted, you know, motor, ride, you know, any car you want, you can have it. Just name anything you want, just name it, you can have it. Because my maga... Don't pay, because my mother has paid.
Yeah. Right?
Anything you want, you can have it. Shout hallelujah. Mungu, no.
honestly, the Yahoo is.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Much money. I still can't see myself. You get that now?
No.
Plenty formats. You know what formats are? I told you what formats are some time ago.
I can't remember.
Plenty. What is, you're going to put this on audio, right?
Yeah, it's on audio.
I don't talk about your whole day.
We've just done so.
I know too much about it, but I just don't like getting involved in this.
Well, we know that. Yeah, just because you know about it. But people know that you... I mean, you know you're not involved with it, but you know people that are. That's no bad thing on you, is it?
Formats. You know what formats are? Just formats.
Different ways of doing something.
Yeah, there are different ways of doing it. You've got... he said offshore accounting system number. Offshore is someone like I don't want to mention names, you know, that nigga that that worked with Mr. Moses that time.
Yes, what, yeah. The one that's here?
That's here, yeah, that nigga. He's an offshore
nigga. Yeah, I know
offshore,
what he does.
Offshore is he doesn't have to go press the computer and do anything like that.
Yeah.
All he does is a collection master. He just goes to collect the money and gets his percentage. They call that offshore.
Yeah,
you're offshore. That's your work. You're not working with us, but
then there's the internet cafe.
Internet cafe is when that's where you do your system work. You got different formats. You got check formats. You know, you throw checks and all that.
Yeah,
shit.
Like they have on Judge Judy sometimes.
Oh
all
yeah,
that shit.
Stupid idiots go pick up a check and then they give them the money and then they get a percentage and then the niggas that don't collect check, they get a huge sum of money. You that take the whole risk of going to collect money, get shit. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you say, oh, I didn't know. I just said, what don't you know? What check? Why should you... I don't know.
People are really stupid, really.
Yeah, man.
They're really stupid to fall for it. Any of it.
It's a lot of maggots, man. It's just a matter of time. You get a control number. You know what a control number is?
Yes.
The MTCA number.
I do. Yahoo. Beware of these dodgy mm-mms. They're all waiting to take your money.
This nigga, someone, I think he's in the US now.
I wonder if he's still carrying on with it over there.
Maybe he's not an offshore nigga.
Yeah. You've got that as well, haven't you? What was that?
What?
Was that fireworks?
No, it was the spring of the bed cricket.
No, it was not.
I know what you're thinking, it's not. If it was, I would tell you. I didn't fart.
Yeah. I believe you. Thousands wouldn't.
Did you hear that?
Oh, okay.
You heard now?
Yes.
I know you didn't believe me, but...
I didn't the first time. I do now.
I had to prove it to you first.
Yeah. Mind you don't normally deny things like that, do you? Not like Shinky. She did. It wasn't me! It wasn't me, was it? Anyway, I think I better stop this crap now. What shall I call it? A whole lot of diviness. Stop biting your nails, darling. Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. Oh, it's a... I'm cold, are you? I can hear someone under the bed. I think she heard me do her voice.
Oh, no!
She's coming.
The government pays me good money to help them.
Huh?
The government pays good money to help reduce the level of your home. I could help them do it. I know too much about this shit.
Yeah, you know a lot about it. You could get a lot of them...
No, I don't want to get niggas arrested, but...
I know.
I'm just towards the effort. See what I'm saying?
Make it a bit more difficult for them.
I'm sure I'll be a target when I get back to Nigeria.
Oh, they'll kill you. If you stop their tricks, their Yahoo tricks. If you spill the beans on them.
There's one nigga called Jesus in Ghana. Ghana Jesus. Ghana Jesus.
Ghana's one of the worst places for it.
No, the people in Ghana that's run the Yahoo, I would say 80 to 90%, I'd say 80 to 85% of them are Nigerians, I tell you.
So they go over to Ghana to do Yahoo and get the Ghanaians a bad name.
Yeah, but Ghanaians as well, they got bad niggas there too, see? No, I think it's just Africa. I think there are lots of people into this Yahoo shit.
Yeah, I don't think it's just Nigeria, and it's probably everywhere. I've got a little sound of a little something behind me going.
The thing about Nigeria is, even inside that place where you talk about Yahoo is so dominant and all that, because of the environment, that things are a bit difficult and all that, you still got good niggas in there, lots of good niggas dedicated and saying, man, I ain't gonna do this shit.
Well, you?
Yeah, like me. And I'm sure lots of people that.
They don't do it.
Or lots of people who are against it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The government's aware of it.
Well, they probably do it as well.
Government, they've got too much money to steal. They don't have time for that.
Yeah, well, they've got too much money that they shouldn't have because it's meant to go somewhere else, that's and they keep it themselves.
Yahoo, actually, true that.
That's their own Yahoo version.
They said how many barrels of oil, thousands of barrels of oil get missing every day in Nigeria, every single day. They cannot trace it up to today. For how many years coming up to this very day? I think it's, I'll have a look, I think over 10,000, 5,000, 10,000 barrels get missing every single day. The government say they cannot trace it. They have a hand in it.
Of course they do.
It's untraceable.
And that's their version of Yahoo.
How many, I'm going to put on the internet now, barrels of oil.
I can hear fireworks in the distance, can you? Hear them?
Yeah, Nigeria. Every day.
I've got a warm little pinker ponker behind me, purring. She's curled up.
It costs Nigeria $1 billion a month.
That's terrible, isn't it?
Then recently they said...
no wonder they've got no power, you know, no electricity.
There's a $50 billion missing in the revenue. They don't know how it happened. They don't know how it happened.
No, of course.
These niggas are good, man.
There's just no hope for them.
Okay, if you ask my boss, ask that man. Ask that man. No, because they have shared the money among themselves. Who wants to say that? It's me. Nobody wants to bring out the
No, it's not me. Not me. No.
No. You ask the Minister of Revenue. That one, he said, no, it's not me. Ask Mr. President.
It's not me.
Me? No, I'm too busy. You ask the...
And then meanwhile, they've all got their great big mansions and their private jets and all that crap.
And the thing is that it's not just Nigeria. The oil that's missing every day is being sold to international people, international bodies. See what I'm saying? I'm sure the UK and the US, they're involved as well.
Probably.
Because people who... When it's still this oil, who buys it?
Well, someone must do.
Who buys it? It's a dumb thing because you can't sell to Nigeria. Where's he going to refine it? You see what I mean?
Very true.
It's going to go on vessels and all that.
It's going to go abroad somewhere.
And if it goes abroad somewhere... It goes through the water security. The government knows about it. They say, it's got missing. We don't know how. We can't trace it. What can you not trace?
I heard my voice and I came up from under the bed. I did.
You know, I'm going to upload this. What shall I call it? A lot of diviness. Or Yahoo. Because I'm doing. I want to test an upload of a long boo.
Oh, you don't did that yesterday already.
Yeah, but I want to do a public one.
10% of battery remaining.
Oh, shit.
10% dismissed.
I've only got 10% of battery remaining.